Hi, and welcome back to the Creativity Insights Podcast. My name is Allie, and I'm here with Amelia.
Today, we will be talking about two forms of creativity, comedy and synesthesia.
So first, we're going to give you a little bit of background about our topics. So Amelia, what got you interested in the topic of comedy?
The topic of comedy is really interesting because it is something that's ever-changing in terms of creativity. In order to be a comedian, you must incite laughter from your audience, and the way in which comedians master this is by living with that ever-changing creative mindset. So what is synesthesia?
The word synesthesia literally means joined senses, so essentially it's when the stimulation of one sense, such as hearing music, triggers another sensory response, like seeing a color or tasting a flavor. Although our topics might seem really different, they're actually more similar than you would think. While exploring these two ways that people express themselves, we can discuss how creativity can be both innate and learned.
Synesthesia leans more towards the nature side and comedy more towards the nurture side.
So back to comedy, do you think comedy has evolved over time?
Yes, comedy has definitely evolved. As I mentioned in my presentation, Charlie Chaplin was one of the most creative and influential personalities of the early comedian times. He thrived all throughout his career over many years. Nowadays, our comedic content has switched from silent films to things like TikTok and YouTube and other forms of social media on the internet.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed from being on TikTok that our generation has its own sense of humor that older generations may not understand. What's the biggest takeaway from your research on this topic? Is there anything that you've learned that you think people should apply to their own lives?
So I believe that the biggest takeaway from studying this topic should be for people to insert comedy into everything that they do, whether that's their career or interacting with their friends. It's important for creativity and comedy to help enhance every aspect of your life. We've learned that comedy is present in everyone's lives. How common is synesthesia?
Synesthesia affects only about 4% of the population, and the people who experience it are called synesthetes. There are countless forms of it, and not much is known about why people have it.
That's fascinating. So what can we learn from synesthetes about being more creative?
I don't personally have synesthesia, so I can't know for sure what it's like, but I think it's really cool because it's a reminder that everyone experiences the world differently. Some are successful musicians like Lady Gaga and Billy Joel, and others are amazing painters or people with strong memories. There's a whole range of ways that people can use their senses to their advantage.
Wow, I didn't realize how many celebrities have synesthesia. What are some strengths that synesthetes typically have?
I think they can bring a fresh perspective to any group work, and they're especially good at things like animation for kids' movies. So, for example, that scene from Ratatouille where the rats taste different foods, and then they see the flavor in swirls of color above their head.
Oh yeah, that's a great example. How do you think the concepts of synesthesia and comedy interact with each other?
I actually watched a few videos of people talking about their own synesthesia, and they cracked a few jokes about it. But I guess the main difference is that anyone can learn how to be funny, but not everyone can know what it's like to be a synesthete. But it is cool because both of them are super individualized. Everyone has a different sense of humor, just like everyone has different experiences with senses. How do you think they're related?
Like you had mentioned, the two topics are very similar as they both require the comedian or the synesthete to pull information and knowledge from their personal backgrounds in order to succeed within their field. I also love how you incorporated photos of paintings into your project. It was really helpful in getting to visualize how things are seen through the eyes of somebody who has synesthesia.
I definitely agree. I think the most creative people are the ones that use their own personality and life experiences as a starting point in their creative projects, just like the stand-up comedians that you taught us about in class. And by interacting with comedians and synesthetes, we can get inspiration for our own lives too.
Before collaborating for this episode, I had no idea that creativity and synesthesia overlapped so much. Unfortunately, now we're running out of time for today, but hopefully you were able to take away just as much as we were.
We hope you enjoyed the conversation and learned something new. For more information on synesthesia, check out the What Color is Tuesday Exploring Synesthesia video.
And to learn more about creativity and comedy, search up Why Humor is Key to Creativity on YouTube.
Bye!